campaign then filed by four of our colleagues against the speaker. The first issue in the complaint is that the speaker is conflicted. It means he has conflict of interest. All friends that he started on us represent the FPRC, the LCA, the National Port Authority, and he cannot be the speaker in safe performance legal positions. So the first count against him is that he's conflicted. The second count against the speaker is that the speaker overspent his budget when he was serving as deputy speaker. There was a time where $1.5 million was allotted in the speaker's budget, and the outturn of 2022 budget stated that the speaker spent over $5.4 million, in excess of over $3 to $4 million. That is a violation of the Liberian budget law. The next issue is the issue of the Liberian delegation to ECOWAS. The procedure has been, there has always been a resolution and an election being held for the parliament to recommend people who serve as representatives of the country to ECOWAS and other parliamentary bodies. The speaker unilaterally took a decision, and in his communication he said that the individual in question were elected, which is a misinformation to that body and the parliament acted on it.
When you say you are going to proceed, exactly what are you going to do? The speaker still maintains that he is the speaker.
The first thing is that to exercise the power of the speaker position, you need to preside over the majority. And it is this majority that has the capacity to establish a quorum and conduct business in the absence of the speaker that has said they will not sit under his gavel. So the speaker has lost that confidence and he cannot preside. Moving forward, what we're going to do is to, one, go to session, two, ensure that the issue of the official complaint that was made against the speaker can be brought on the floor, and plenary can take a decision, because we will need to invite him for due process. The speaker deserves due process. We need to investigate all of those things, and plenary will take a decision.
From the beginning of this whole this issue, there were reports that people were paid or bribed to remove the speaker. How true is it?
I think it is false. The allegations are all propaganda propagated by the side of the speaker.